You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. George Orwell's novel Animal Farm has been adapted as a stage play. The Arkansas State University Theater Department will present a production of Animal Farm beginning Friday, November 9th in the Drama Theater of the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with one of the actors in this production, as well as the director, Jeff McLaughlin, who's assistant professor of theater. McLaughlin explained the inspiration Orwell had for the original book.
George Orwell, at one point, had this idea that there was an imbalance in power, and he was watching a horse being, you know, managed by a horse rider, and thought, boy, if that horse understood how much more powerful it was than the person riding it, there would be a revolution. And that was kind of the impetus for the writing of Animal Farm.
So the time in which it was written, this was the 1950s, and it was seen as a commentary on the power of communism at the time it was written, correct?
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit more generally about the actual plot of Animal Farm. What plays out over the course of this story?
So it begins, we see the animals in kind of a rundown farm, and they're owned by a drunk farmer, Mr. Jones, who is somewhat neglectful. And one of the animals has a dream that one day they will rise up and there will be a revolution and the balance in the world will be restored.
And then that, of course, then leads to conflict among not only with the animals and the farmer, but among the animals themselves.
So what eventually starts to happen is as the pigs get more power, they start abusing that power. And a lot of the things that they said they were never going to do, they start to do. They start to sleep in beds and wear clothes and use tobacco.
So the majority of the characters in this play, except for the farmer, is he actually depicted on stage at any point during the play?
He is a very little bit, yeah.
Okay. So in the original work, all of these characters are animals. So how are they going to be depicted in the stage production of Animal Farm?
We've been exploring kind of an animal-human mixture. So one of the principles of the play is that four legs are good and two legs are bad.
Right.
So we've had to be creative in how we explore that, because it's not really practical for us to spend the entire play on our hands and knees.
Right.
So we've come up with some creative solutions to how to address that. So they have animal properties, but they're still obviously humans.
Right.
But they're not going to be in cute animal costumes. It's a pretty dark, dingy, oppressive world.
Well, I'm sure that's one of the challenges in doing a show like this one is you know, it's not, you know, we want to make clear, even though it's called Animal Farm and takes place on a farm, this is not a play for children. It's dark, it's violent, there's some undertones here that will certainly go over the heads or certainly confuse young children.
Yeah, I made the mistake of reading Animal Farm to my 9-year-old, and when it gets to the scene where they are, the dogs come out and rip the throats of the pigs, I thought, oops, I've made a mistake. I should not have been doing this. But yeah, there are some very adult themes.
Well, you talked about one of the main themes in this show is how when just going back to the terminology of the book and now the play, when the pigs come to power, they change and they're corrupted. And with this originally being a commentary on socialism and communism, two things that are now being talked about as, you know, we need more of that in the world today. How has what's happening in America today politically affected the way in which you've been preparing to present this production of Animal Farm?
We've talked a lot about in rehearsals about how different people will probably see and read Animal Farm differently. If you're looking at it at a stance of abuses of power, whether you're on the left or the right, you're probably going to see things that ring true in this play.
But there's nothing that's setting aside that's up to the eye of the audience members to who you may see played out here. There's not going to be an obvious depiction of one political viewpoint as being the ones who are the pigs or the farmer or the dogs.
So, that's right.
Okay. Well, you've brought with you one of the actors in this particular production. Why don't you introduce him to us?
This is Josh Pryor. He's playing the role of Napoleon.
Okay. Well, Josh, tell us a little bit about the character of Napoleon and what role he plays in the overall story.
Okay, so Napoleon he starts out as just a pig on the farm, and he's there. He's present at the meeting that's held towards the beginning of the show when Old Major, who is the animal who has the dream at the beginning about the rise and the revolution, and he takes his words to heart, and he takes part in the revolution. He takes part of overthrowing Jones and taking over the farm. And as the play progresses, as the show progresses, he becomes power hungry, and he takes this power on himself, and he takes it upon himself to lead the farm and to do everything his way and to make sure that everyone else is doing things his way.
So your character has a very clear arc in which he goes through over the course of the show. How do you prepare for a role like this one in a show like this one?
Well, it's definitely a lot of looking at, for me, what it's been is looking at the text of George Orwell, the book, of course. Mm-hmm. And then for me, I've got a lot from looking back at the historical context of the Russian Revolution and Joseph Stalin, who Napoleon sort of directly represents from the time that the book was written.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I've looked at that a lot, gone back to that and looked at how Joseph Stalin did things, looked at how Joseph Stalin spoke and that kind of stuff. And that's how I've sort of prepared for this role and I'm still working on.
Again, the role is a pig, and we talked a little bit already about how that's going to be depicted on stage. Have you thought anything about how in which your physical movements will be representative of being a pig?
Yeah, so that's one thing that actually, for me, this has been, it's been an interesting challenge to take on because I'm used to playing humans. So it's something we've been working on. We started working on that actually back in September, I think. We had one rehearsal where we looked at movement of our animal and that sort of things. And we've been researching our animal and how our animal moves, which is something that is interesting because I've never really, I mean, I've always seen pigs, but I've never really taken the time to notice individual things that they do, the little specific things that they do. And so that's something new that I've been doing, just watching how they walk, how they run, how they sit down. And so we're working on that. And how to hold ourselves, because obviously, like Jeff said, we're still on two legs, but there is a point in the show where the pigs end up standing on two legs. So we're working on how we show that transition, even though we're on two legs, how we transition to the two legs. And so it's all about how we hold ourselves and how we move as the pig and how we move as the human, or as the pig on two legs, I mean. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, in a broader sense, Josh, what appeals to you about being on stage in productions like Animal Farm and other plays?
For me, it's just always what I've loved to do, act. And this show specifically, it's been an interesting challenge. It's been something new to what I love to do. Because as I've mentioned, you know, I'm used to playing humans, so it's just an interesting take on something that I love to do, and it challenges me to go further and to learn new things and try new things, and to me that's just something that gives me experience and helps me improve what I like to do.
Excellent. Jeff, let's bring you back into the conversation for a couple of final questions here about the production of Animal Farm. Why is this story still relevant 60 years after it was written? Why are we still talking about Animal Farm? Why are theater departments like the one here at A-State doing a production of Animal Farm?
It seems to me that we're still evaluating the equality of people. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes I'm nearly reading that quote in the newspaper. It seems all too relevant.
Well, one thing, just a final question. Someone told me that after you've been to a concert or you've walked through an art museum or you've been to a play, it should prompt some conversation between the people who've shared that experience together. What could you imagine that some of the conversation topics people might have on that ride home after having seen this production of Animal Farm?
I imagine there's going to be some challenging conversations and introspection. I think they're going to see something that they've probably not really seen before. We're staging it in a way that I feel like is pretty creative, and maybe not the first thing that you would think of when you think of what Animal Farm might look like. You know, mm-hmm. we're used to the cartoons of Animal Farm or reading the book and seeing the illustrations, and we might imagine something more like Babe the Pig
right.
than what
right.
they're going to see when they come see this play. So I think there's going to be some interesting conversations about equality and power and the use of information and disinformation. There's a lot of themes that we hear about on KASU that I think you're going to see on the stage.
Jeff McLaughlin is an assistant professor of theater at Arkansas State University, and he's a director of the A-State Theater Department's production of the play Animal Farm. We also heard from actor Josh Pryor, who portrays the character Napoleon on stage. The production of Animal Farm opens Friday, November 9th at 7:30 in the Drama Theater of the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. Additional performances are Saturday, November 10th, Tuesday, November 13th, and Wednesday, November 14th at 7:30 each evening. A matinee performance will be at 2 on Sunday, November 11th. Tickets are available through the A-State Central box office. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.